Hey everyone, it's Donna Maria. Good morning, good morning, good morning. How are you? I hope you're doing great. I'm certainly doing great. Welcome to a new week and welcome to the very first episode of the Lifestyle CEO Show. I'm so excited to have you here. So, look, if you guys have any friends, if you have any colleagues, if you have any family members that you think could benefit from this show, please go ahead and share it. And I'd love to know that you are letting other people know about the great things that we're going to be talking about here when it comes to having a business and a life and integrating the two of them together successfully without compromising either one. And that's what we're going to be talking about here at the Lifestyle CEO Show. And also, welcome to all my replay viewers. I'm so happy that you're here. I know a lot of people are going to be watching this through the replay, and I want to invite you to write your comments below, your questions below. Let me know what you think. Let me know what sorts of ideas and feedback you have, and I will definitely come back personally and make sure that I engage with you and talk with you, and we can walk this journey and this path together. So listen, my name is Donna Maria. A lot of people know me, but I also noticed a lot of people here that have commented and liked the page, and thank you very much. I don't know you, so I want to meet you. Please introduce yourself below. Let me know where you are. Tell me a little bit about your business that you have or the one that you want to start so I can get to know you a little bit. But I'm just going to start by introducing myself very briefly so people who don't know me can know who I am. I'm Donna Maria. I'm the founder and CEO at the Indie Business Network, which if you want to check it out at some point is indiebusinessnetwork.com. That business is one that I started back in 2000, so almost 20 years ago. And what I do is I mentor and train and coach and serve people who make the products they sell. We also offer product liability insurance to help them get their products into retail stores and markets and things. So when you guys go online and you see awesome indie and artisan made products, you are probably looking at one of our members. And that's what I've been doing in my business. And so over the years, I have learned through a lot of trial and error and a lot of good times and a lot of challenging times as well, how to really, really successfully combine a business while also prioritizing family, prioritizing fun, prioritizing freedom and flexibility. Because, you know, those things were the most important things to me when I started my business. And over the years, I've noticed that there are a lot of people out there like me. Like, you want to have a successful business. You want to make money. You want to make as much money as you can. But you also want to prioritize what I call the four F's: family, freedom, flexibility, and fun, right? And those things go together. They really do, but it's almost like a balance beam walk sometimes to make it all happen and to bring it all together in a way that doesn't compromise either one. And that's what we're about here at the Lifestyle CEO Show. So I'll just define that for you too, because a lot of people are like, Lifestyle CEO, what is that? Well, I'm a lifestyle CEO, and you probably are too, or maybe you want to be, depending on whether you're an entrepreneur or what kind of business you have. But a lifestyle CEO is a person who owns a business for financial reasons, yes, but also to enjoy the benefits of entrepreneurship, which I think are freedom, flexibility, and fun. Relationships, family, all those things. Like, I have been able to combine them together into a business that integrates them successfully and allows them all to work together, you know, in a nice little way without interfering with any of them. So, for example, right now I'm at the beach with my children. I actually didn't expect that my first show would take place while we were at the beach. I scheduled the show, I planned it, I knew what I was going to do, and then I decided to take a last minute vacation to the beach with my kids because they're a little stressed out. It's the end of school. They're going to be going to a new school next year. There's a lot of things going on. It's been very stressful in our household recently with, you know, exams and all that sort of stuff. So I wanted to kind of treat them to a little bit of time off. And I thought, well, maybe I'll change the show to another date. Then I thought, no, I'm not going to change the show. I'm going to integrate them together. So I let my kids know that I was going to be doing this at 10 o'clock and that I'm going to need some time. And they were good with that. So here I am. And that's really a microcosm. It's a tiny example of what we have to do as lifestyle CEOs when we want to run our businesses and also be available to our families and so forth. So if you have any questions about that, I'd love to hear them. You can post them below, and if I can't see them right now or answer them now, I will definitely come back and do that. So listen, what I want to let you know about is what's going to happen here And I'm so excited to see you. Thanks there for joining. I can't see everyone who's coming in. Oh, Danita Moss. Hey, how are you? I'm so excited to see you. Thank you for coming. I guess I can see. This is a new program that I got recently, so I'm still figuring out how to use it. I can see your comments there, even though I can't, I'm not looking at our Facebook page. But anyway, listen, so here's what I'm going to do. So excited about this. Every morning, Monday through Friday, I'm going to be here at 10 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Pacific, to talk with you about these issues. Really, how to help you build a solid business that suits your life. So if you are looking to build a business, but you don't know what to do, I can help you with that, because I want to help you not just make money, but also build a business around your life that really successfully does that. If you already have a business and it's a little out of control, I've worked with a lot of entrepreneurs recently and talked with them, like they've built this business, but like they don't have a life anymore. They're passing their spouse like ships in the night. Hey, Truth Beauty, how are you? They're really just sort of moving forward, running through the motions and not really enjoying it. And that's just not exactly what we want to do. Hey, Jennifer, thanks for being here. We don't want to do that, right? We want to have the best of both worlds. And a lot of people say, well, you can't have the best of both worlds. Like you can't do that. Well, I think that's not true, because I've done it for 18 years, almost two decades, and I'm living proof that you can have the best of both worlds, but you have to strategize about it. You have to work at it. You have to deal with other people in your life and make it all come together. It doesn't just fall into your lap easily. And I also work with people and see people who, you know, really, really want to have a successful business, but they can't seem to get it together. There's always some reason, like their spouse or their kids or their babies, and all those things are real. They are so real. But when those things keep you from meeting your business goals, it means that you're not planning. It means that you're not strategizing. It means that you're not setting your sight on a goal and being reasonable about when you want to achieve it. And reasonable for you is going to be unreasonable for someone else. If you have 5 children under the age of 10, and I have no children at all, well, if we set the same goal, generally speaking, guess what's going to happen? If it's the exact same goal, I'm probably going to reach it or achieve it in a different way than you, because I need different resources to do it. I don't have, you know, people pulling on me all day, and you do. And that makes a big difference. And I think a lot of people do not recognize that about themselves and their lives. And they set off to start this business. And of course, whenever anyone starts a business, right, it's new. You have no customers to start off with, or maybe you have a few, and it's super easy. Well, if your business grows and you're successful, which is what the whole goal is, right, it's not always going to be that way. You're going to have to adjust over the years. You're going to have to make some changes. You have children. Children move away from your home. Maybe you get married. Maybe your marriage doesn't work out. Maybe it does. You know, either way, your life is going to go through these cycles. Especially as women, we have these things that happen to us over time. We want to have the success of a business. We want to have the freedom and flexibility that comes along with that, but we don't always know how to plan for it. And I think it's really, really important for us to work together to really create a new type of entrepreneurship, like not a traditional model of entrepreneurship, but something that respects us as individuals and respects the lifestyles that we have. And I said that plural, lifestyles, because we don't have the same lifestyle throughout the life cycle of our business. When I first started my business, I had no children. I wasn't married. I got married the year after I started my business. I started having children the next year, and then 2 years later had another child. So that was a lot of changes in a very short period of time. But I will tell you, the reason I have the exact same business today is because I strategized at the very beginning. I looked long-term through the years into what kind of life I wanted to have, and from the very beginning, I built a business around that. From the very beginning, I didn't just build it for what was comfortable at that time. I built it for what was going to be comfortable 5, 10, 15 years, and here I am. So I haven't gone through a bunch of more things. Like, I didn't start and then stop and start and stop and then look over there at that bright, shiny object and start that business and then close that down because something happened in my life, and then start another one because it would work better. I looked long-term down a lens of my life and created a business on the front end that was able to encompass all the possibilities that I could foresee can't foresee everything, right? But I foresaw a lot of things, and I was able to adjust the business around that. So being able to create a business around your life is what we want to do. We don't want to create a business and then stick our life in all around it, right? We want to have a life. We want to have a goal in our life. And then we want to create a business and relationships and freedom, flexibility, and fun around that definition. So with that said, I want you to know that that's what we're going to be talking about here. I'm going to help you on this show to do that. I'm going to bring you examples myself, starting with me. I'm going to bring you other examples of women who have done this, some women that I have helped do this, and even some men as well, because this is not just important to us as women. It's also important to men because, you know, they want lives as well, and they want to have the freedom, flexibility, and fun to be with their families and to design a kind of lifestyle that helps them be successful in their business, but also to enjoy their lives. So I'll introduce you to some of them as well. So again, we're going to be here Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific. I am going to do 4 topics, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And then on Friday, it's going to be a freewheeling kind of thing. Like, it's going to be open mic. You can ask me anything you want. You can also post questions in advance below if you're not going to be able to come live. I understand that. I want to be able to serve you as well. So you can post questions in advance, and we will try to take those up. And again, I'm going to take the last week of the month off so that I can kind of regroup and recharge and really think about what direction I want to take the show in, because I'm just starting it. So I've got a long lens, but I'm also going to be flexible and see how things come up and see what sorts of needs there are. And hopefully we'll be able to serve you in a genuine and authentic way that meets your needs and also allows me to spread this message, because it's so important to spread this message. I think everyone needs to know how to do this. With jobs being what they are, job opportunities being what they are, everyone needs to be able to understand that they can generate income on their own without a quote-unquote traditional employer. Nothing wrong with keeping a job, too. Like, I help people keep a job and work their own business. But it all depends on what you want. Like, you can define how you take care of yourself. You can define how you generate income on terms that are specific to your life. You don't have to fit into someone else's mold. That's like our parents' example, right? Now you don't have to do that anymore. But you do need to have someone to help you, someone to coach you maybe, and someone to really keep you accountable and help you understand that, hey, you know, this is a lifestyle business, but it doesn't mean that you can like blow the whole week off or go to the beach and not do anything and cancel your show, right? This is serious for me. This is also fun for me, but it's also serious for me. So when I set my schedule, I plan to keep it. Now, of course, if someone gets sick, obviously, you know, if there's some sort of disaster, obviously that's going to change things. But we roll with that flow as well. But when we are able to successfully integrate the two things together, that's what we do. Because people are counting on us. People are counting on me. People are counting on you. I want to be here for you. You want to be here for your clients and customers as well. So be very careful of that. And don't cheat yourself out of moving forward just because life happens, okay? So with that said, I'm going to tell you what I think are the 3 things that you need to think about before you take on this lifestyle CEO lifestyle, okay? 3 things that you need to think about. And think about is really important, because I want you to think before you take action. I don't want you to just start a business because someone says your products are nice, or someone says you're really good at this. Oh, well, I'll just start a business doing that. I want you to think first. Like, think about the things that I'm going to share with you. Okay, there's 3 of them. The first is clarify your lifestyle goals. Okay, get a very, very clear picture of what you want your life to look like. Where do you want to live? What is the perfect day for you? I was in a mastermind meeting leading a group of women last week in Chicago. And this topic came up in spades for one of them. She had a business, an aromatherapy business, because she was a certified aromatherapist and she was making products and she loved them. Her customers loved them. But she also really, really loved website design and she was good at it. So when we all gathered in the room, one of the things we went around the room and talked about is like, what kind of life do we want to have? Like, what fires us up? And this person had a website for the aromatherapy business, but not for the web design business. So when we got around to her, she said, you know, I have this aromatherapy business. So we had a big whiteboard, and I was writing down things on the whiteboard, and she was continuing to talk. And then she said, but I also love designing websites. And she talked about her life and how she has a pet, an animal that she loves very much, a dog who needs some special medical needs. And the dog likes to be next to her all the time. And she looked at her laptop and she said, I love my laptop. Like, I love being online. It makes her happy. My husband, she said, is also an online person. And I'm not sure what he does, but, you know, his business is online as a tech consultant or something. And her perfect life is the two of them with their dog working at home together all day on their computers and enjoying each other in that way and sharing things with each other and helping people, helping each other and their customers work on these tech issues. So I looked around the room at all the other people that were there, and I was like, do you guys hear anything in this? And everybody went around the room and said, you don't need that aromatherapy business. Like, you need to be at what your face lights up about. So what became clear to her was that she was holding on to this idea of this business that she had started and how it should work, and everybody says it should work, and why doesn't it work, and, you know, why aren't I happy about it, and all these other emotional things that were going on. It didn't really have anything to do with business. It was all about her. And when we sort of said, you know, this is what you need to be doing, this is what makes you happy, you're good at it and it makes you happy, then, she breathed this incredible sigh of relief, like, oh, wow. And she just lit up and she was so excited. So what she decided to do was to keep the aromatherapy going sort of on the side as fun, not necessarily to be profitable, but to just be able to enjoy it as a hobby, maybe make some things for a few friends that they might buy every now and then, but, you know, not worry about taking the deductions and all that stuff, but not treating it like a business. But she was going to treat the web design as a business and the design elements, the online design people that she could help. That's what she was going to do. So this light bulb moment that she had is what it's all about, you guys. It's what it's all about. It's about creating the intersection between what you are good at, what you like to do, and what you can make money at. Okay? So that's the second thing you need to do. You need to decide, while you're strategizing with your journal or whatever it is, after you know what kind of life you want to have, you need to narrow that down, narrow down your business options to the things that suit that lifestyle. And chances are, Patriot of Life, oh yes, she says, I have a struggling bath and body business. I have been vending web sales for the past 3 years. I desire to have a very successful business, but family often interrupts. Yes. Okay. This is exactly what we're talking about, Tree of Life. And I want to talk to you more about that. That's why I'm here. Because look, and actually it's item number 3 that I'm about to share with you. So let me get through this. Thank you so much. It was a very timely comment. The second thing that you want to make sure you do is you want to combine what you are good at and what you love with what you can make money at. Okay. So there's an intersection there, and where that intersection is where your opportunity is. Okay. Don't do something that you can make money at that you don't like, that you're not passionate about, that your face doesn't light up like the young lady I just told you about. Don't do something like that, because you may make money, but you're going to be miserable, and we don't want to be miserable. Like, because you have to make money, you have to support yourself. So why be miserable doing that, right? So pick something that you enjoy that you can also make money at. And when I say make money, I don't just mean make money. I mean make a profit, okay? So you're going to have to figure this out, you know, case by case basis for businesses. How much does it cost you to run your business? How much are you going to sell your products or services for to make sure that you're making money? Okay, that you get to take some bank home. All right, not just running the business to feed itself, and then you never get fed. That's how a lot of businesses start, by necessity. That's how mine started, but it can't last that long. Okay, it can't go on for that long. You've got to have a strategy in place to make sure that your costs go down and your prices continue to go up. Inflation's always going up, so your costs go down, prices go up, so you can still take care of yourself and continue to do what you love. So make sure you eliminate everything that you don't like, even if you're good at it. Okay, you have to like it and be good at it, and eliminate everything that you don't see profit possibility in. Just eliminate those things. Make them hobbies, tell someone else about the idea. Maybe they'll work for someone else. It's always great to give things away, right? So just make sure that you are careful about this, okay? That's a really important thing. So first, clarify what you want your life to look like. Second, find the intersection between what you like to do and what you can make money at. And it looks like I thought I lost my connection. Looks like I might have lost my connection, but I hope I didn't. Anyway, those are the two things. Those are the first two things. And the third thing is you need to run this past your family. Okay, Tree of Life was just talking about this, right? How many of us, I have seen so many women and a few men who started businesses and their families just revolt. Like, it's fine when it's cute and it's little and it's not taking up much space and, you know, my wife or my husband's entertained, they have a little hobby. But when that thing starts to erupt in a way that disrupts what that person thinks the family unit should look like and disrupts how they have clarified what they want their life to look at, it can become an issue. So I want you to be very careful about this and very strategic. If you live with other people that are adults, you know, babies, you know, obviously, you know, they matter, obviously, but they don't have a say. But, you know, older people that can make your life either easier or harder in your business because they live with you, and they will do that. There's a lot of things that go on beneath the surface in a family. So I'm not saying that people have ill intentions or anything, but the truth of the matter is, if your significant other, your partner, your spouse, your older teen children don't agree or support your business and support what you're trying to do, they're going to make it difficult for you whether they intend to or not, because there's going to be increased strain in those relationships, and you don't want that. What you want to do is you want to talk honestly with your family or the people you live with about what it is that you envision. And you're going to need to try to get as much buy-in, call it permission, buy-in, leverage, whatever it is, you're going to need to get their input, and you're going to need to get their support. And if you don't have that, you're weighing it. Like, you're taking a chance that they're going to say, well, you didn't tell me anything about this. Like, you have this thing all charted out in your head, but I don't know a thing about it. And hey, I didn't marry an entrepreneur. We've been married 3 years and all of a sudden you want to start a business? That's great. But I'm used to you getting up in the morning at 8 and going to work and coming home at 5 o'clock, and we watch the movies together and you fix dinner or I fix dinner and we eat and we enjoy our time together and, you know, we have a glass of wine and we, you know, go to bed. Entrepreneurship is not that way. So really, you want to talk with your significant other about what it is that you want to do and how they can help you. Ask them for help and be as specific as you can about how they can help you. Hun, I think this business is going to require me to work 3 evenings a week even after my full-time job. What I need you to do is I need you to watch the kids. And then when you have other things you want to do, we'll trade off. I mean, you obviously have to work within the confines and within the parameters of the relationship the way it exists. But I will tell you, if you skip this, if you go and do what you want on your own and you're not dealing sensitively with the other people in your family, you are asking for less freedom, less flexibility, and less fun. Let's just put it that way. It'll depend on your family and all the dynamics, what exactly happens. But, you know, it's really important that you consider other people. And I know it's really popular today to say, well, I'm just going to do it and ask permission later. You can do that at your risk, okay? Because human relationships don't work very well that way. I mean, that may work, you know, in some things that marketing gurus talk about, you know, send the email, send the spam and let them opt out, ask for permission later. I don't do business that way. And I don't teach people to do business that way. And if you do, I think you're looking for a little bit of trouble. So those are the three things I want to share with you. I got a note here from someone that has a question. I'm going to see if I can answer that. But again, be very clear. Clarify what you want your life to look like so you can build, you know, with strategy, a business around that. Secondly, find the intersection between where you can make money and what you like to do, what you really, really enjoy. And thirdly, make sure that you create a business that fits your family dynamic and that can grow and expand and evolve with your family. Because if you don't do that on the very beginning, at the outset, it's going to be very difficult to input that down the road. So let me take a quick here. Tree of Life, Bath and Body. Hi, Karen. Thank you for this question. I'm also helping to raise my grandson. He's 8 years old. A beautiful, intelligent little man. I know I'm often taken advantage of, but it's not his fault. Well, you know, that's a really good point. Because your family situation includes an 8-year-old child. And that child obviously has to be a priority. And I don't know all the dynamics there, but if you're, it says you're helping to raise him. I don't know if that means he lives with you or if he comes over after school. I don't know what that means. But whatever that means for you, obviously it's going to change at some point because he's not going to be 8 forever. But you need to strategize about, like, when is it going to change? Is he going to be living with you forever until he's 18? Are you adopting him? Is this just a temporary thing while he's in the 8th grade? Are there other family members that can help, that would agree to help? Is this a shared responsibility? Or do you have a spouse or anyone else in the home that can help so you can have time to manage your business? These are all questions I don't know the answer to. But Tree of Life, Karen, if you are trying to build the Tree of Life, you need to find the answers to those questions. And that's something that only you can discover because it's your life and it's your grandson and it's your family dynamic that is involved. So I know that you can strategize about that and figure things out, but it just is going to take some time for you to do that. And sometimes you might need to get some help. Like, you really might need to get some help. I had help. I don't have any grandchildren, but I had help with my children. I still have help with my children. We're at the beach right now. There's a dog at home. I've got somebody feeding and walking the dog because I didn't want to take him. I couldn't take him to the kennel because it was a last minute trip. So I couldn't even get in. They didn't have any space. And I think they closed after I actually decided I wanted to come here. So I was really sort of stuck with asking a friend, but I have a list of people. I have a list of people that I can call to ask for help. And that really has made a huge difference in being able to have the exact same business for 18 years. Because wherever I go, where we've lived in different places, wherever I've moved to, however my life has changed, my children were infants, now they're teenagers. I still need help with them because they're not driving. They need people to take them places if I have something that I have to do. So the truth of the matter is, you're going to need to look at that really carefully, Karen, and think about what it is that you want your life to look like and how can you plan a business around that and how can you work with the other stakeholders in your life, your grandson, his parents if they're around and what have you, so that you can have the time and the space that you need to build the business that you want to support your lifestyle goals. So I hope that helps, Karen. And, you know, if you need some additional help, go to DonnaMaria.com. Click on the, I have consultations that I offer. You can click on the Work With Me link and choose an option that works for you. I have an hour-long consultation and more longer-term ones and so forth. Let me know what you think, and I would be happy to help if I can. And thank you so much for coming. And again, the Lifestyle CEO Show, I'm so excited to be here with you. I am really, really excited about this. I will see you tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday as well, with some more topics. And again, you can post below if you have any questions. And again, I invite you to share this. There's a little share button that you can share this with any of your friends that you think need to hear this. This is sometimes very personal information, but it's really, really deep diving into what it takes to be successful. Because business is not all about just making money. It's also about living your life, especially if it's your business. It's about living your life. And if you can combine those two things together as the CEO of your business and your lifestyle, then you're a lifestyle CEO like me. And I invite you to join me on this journey. Let's travel together. Let's help each other. And I've got 20 years of experience at this. And I want to help you be able to do what I've done, which is build a business that has been steady. Thank goodness for my customers, my clients, my members who are incredibly awesome. And by the way, go to indiebusinessnetwork.com and you can learn a little bit more about them. From time to time, too, I'm going to be introducing you to some of my members right here on the Lifestyle CEO Show because they're awesome. They make wonderful products. I'm going to be telling you about their products as well because I want you to go check them out so you can learn about them. Thank you so much for joining me. And by the way, I should just let you quickly know, we're probably not going to go past 20 minutes or so. This time we went 30 minutes, but that's because I wanted to get some introductions in.